I'm Kevin Hatchard, and this is the Ultimate Sports Podcast. Coming up this week, we'll look ahead to the final weekend of the Premier League season. Can Manchester City win their second title in three seasons, or will Liverpool pip them at the post? We'll look at all the fixtures, and we'll hear from Manuel Pellegrini, Brendan Rodgers, and also Ryan Giggs on his future. We've got the latest cycling news, including the latest on the Friends Life Women's Tour, the first ever women's cycling tour to be held in the UK. We'll look ahead to the Spanish Grand Prix, and we'll also get the latest on the final weekend of the Premiership Rugby season with our reporter Lee Peters. But we'll start with football, and the title race is still yet to be decided. The leaders are Manchester City. If they take a point from their final game of the season at home to West Ham, then they will be crowned champions for the second time in three seasons. But if they lose, Liverpool can pip them at the post. If they win their final game at home to Newcastle, Liverpool failed to put the pressure on City on Monday as they blew a three-goal lead at Crystal Palace to draw 3-3. And the Liverpool boss, Brendan Rodgers, says that may well have been decisive.
There's no doubt, I think Manchester City will now go on and win it. We need it to win tonight to have any sort of chance to keep the pressure on going into the last game. And we didn't do that. It's bitterly disappointing because, as I said, you go 3-0 up in a game, you've got to see it through. And we didn't do that.
Well, the City boss, Manuel Pellegrini, says his players deserve the Premier League title for the attacking football they've played this season. City have scored 100 league goals.
I think that we are an attractive team. I think that we score many goals, that we are always thinking score more goals. And that, for me, have the same importance as the title. So in the way we play the whole season, very happy to manage this team in that way.
Well, I must admit, I can't see Manchester City slipping up. They hammered West Ham 6-0 in the League Cup earlier this season at the Etihad Stadium, and they've been very, very strong at home this season. I think if Liverpool had won that game at Crystal Palace, it would have put a bit more pressure on City because then they'd have to win the game. But as it is, they only need a point. Of course, some people will say, well, look what happened with the game against Queen's Park Rangers when they were 2-1 down going into stoppage time. But I can't see a repeat of that high drama. I would expect City to be crowned champions. But whatever happens, it's been a magnificent season for Liverpool. I think most fans would have snapped your hand off if you'd offered them second place at the start of the season. Of course, that's not quite secure. Liverpool probably need at least a point against Newcastle to guarantee second. Third place Chelsea, of course, bitterly disappointed that they're not still in the mix. They go to Cardiff on Sunday. Cardiff, of course, already relegated. A bit of a shame the relegation battle has already been decided. Sunderland don't see it that way, of course. They managed to secure survival in midweek with an excellent 2-0 win over West Brom. And their manager, Gus Poyet, says it's one of the greatest achievements of his career.
Incredible escape. That it was a miracle. It was something unique. It was something special. Connection on the pitch between the players in the last few games in an incredible way. Connection with the fans every single game. I mean, the last 5 weeks is something that's going to be remembered forever.
Well, that win for Sunderland means that Norwich, Fulham and Cardiff have all been relegated. Norwich could escape if they thrash Arsenal by about 15 to 20 goals, but that's not going to happen. So West Brom, at very least, will stay up on goal difference. So let's wrap up all of their fixtures. West Brom have a Midlands derby against Stoke. Sunderland can enjoy their final home game of the season against Swansea. Cardiff up against Chelsea, as I mentioned. Fulham are at home to Crystal Palace. Everton have missed out on a place in the top four, but the lowest they can finish is fifth. So that's an incredible achievement by Roberto Martinez. They go to Hull City, who of course are preparing for the FA Cup final against Arsenal. Well done to Hull for staying up with games to spare. That's a great effort from Steve Bruce. Norwich up against Arsenal, as I said. One issue that hasn't quite been resolved is who'll get the final Europa League spot. Tottenham in sixth at the moment on 66 points. They could be overhauled if they lose at home to Aston Villa and Manchester United win their final game at Southampton. Well, this week, Louis van Gaal has said he wants the United job. Where does that leave Ryan Giggs? Well, he says he's not looking too far ahead.
I think my concentration's not changed and it's still the same. I'll do my job both on the pitch and off the pitch as best as I can. And we'll see what happens after Sunday.
Well, it's been another tremendous Premier League season. Very enjoyable from start to finish, although fans of Norwich, Fulham and Cardiff might not see it that way. Well, now let's switch our attention to cycling. And history's been made this week with the Friends Life Women's Tour, the first ever women's cycling tour to be held in the UK. With the details of that, here's Johnny Hart.
Well, Saturday sees the fourth stage of the Friends Life Women's Tour. During the first three, we saw massive crowds lining the streets, and we can expect a similar turnout for stage four, which starts in Cheshunt and finishes in Welwyn Garden City. Hugh Roberts is part of the team responsible for planning the route.
Not a very long stage, it's only 54 miles, which I think makes it the shortest stage of the Friends Life Women's Tour this year. The places to look out for are at the start, very early on in the race, at 7 miles of the Queen of the Mountains, a place called Port Hill. And then we have two sprints, one at Baldock after 36 miles, and another one at Codicott after 49 miles. And then a Queen of the Mountains right at the end after 53 miles, just in the run-in to Welwyn as well. So that will afford a chance for the sprinters to outdo the climbers or vice versa. We'll see what happens. But that makes for a very interesting finish. And we're going to finish in the hometown of Laura Trott. They're making quite a fuss about making it the sort of the Laura Trott stage going into Welwyn. So I'm expecting huge crowds, the whole of Hertfordshire, to come out to watch this, because this is the first sort of cycling they've had in Hertfordshire of this kind of magnitude.
Well, some of the world's best women cyclists are taking part. From Great Britain, there is Laura Trott, Danny King and Lizzie Armistead, as well as double junior champion Lucy Garner, who believes this groundbreaking tour will help convince the public that women's road racing is on an equal footing with men's.
The women's peloton has grown so much, and also British women's cycling has, and it's just a great opportunity to us to prove to sort of the public that we can race just like the men and perform at a real high level. It's a great feeling that the sponsors and organisation are really backing us and wanting us to do sort of the best we can and the best we can for women's sport.
Well, stage four begins in Cheshunt at 10:30 to Sunday, and stage five, which starts in Harwich and finishes in Bury St Edmunds. Friends Life are sponsoring the tour, and marketing director Karen Burrell is hoping that aside from the elite race, this can also be a celebration of community spirit.
One of the great things about this is that it isn't just around the elite race, it's around the local involvement. So there'll be women in sport festivals at each of the key stage towns, and that includes school events at the start and finish points, and various stands and activities to encourage women and girls in particular to participate in sport for fun. We've got five-a-side soccer teams, touch rugby, jogging clubs, and join your gym activities. There is lots of community involvement with various mass participation cycle rides also scheduled to take place. So there'll be a huge amount going on to promote sport and sport for women in particular.
The final stage begins in Harwich at 10 a.m.
Well, now with a look ahead to Formula One Spanish Grand Prix, here's Sam Ellard.
The Spanish Grand Prix returns this weekend, and Englishman Lewis Hamilton goes into the race in Barcelona as odds-on favourite to win his fourth consecutive race, despite never winning in Spain. Hamilton completed the first hat-trick of his F1 career at last month's Chinese Grand Prix in Shanghai. Hamilton is feeling confident ahead of the race this Sunday.
I've raced here since 2006, and I think 2006 was probably the closest I came to winning. And when it's in GB2, but this is definitely a year where I have the best package and the best team around me to propel us forward to have a chance to win. So I'm really, really hoping that this is a special weekend.
Nico Rosberg is second favourite, with everyone else a long way behind. The German still leads the Drivers' Championship, but Hamilton only trails Rosberg by 4 points. The track this weekend will be a tough one for the drivers. It's considered the ultimate test of a car's all-round performance. The track features an electric mix of corners, and overtaking is very difficult. 8 of the last 10 winners have started from pole. A weak weather front is expected to bring with it the possibility of rain and cooler conditions for Sunday's race.
And we'll finish with rugby union this week. Lee Peters has the details of the final week of the regular season in the Premiership.
Well, we're into the final round of Premiership matches in rugby union this weekend, with plenty still to play for. There's a huge clash at the Twickenham Stoop as Harlequins in fifth take on fourth place Bath to decide the final Premiership playoff place. A win for Quins would see them leapfrog Bath, although Bath themselves could move third should they come out on top. They'd overtake Leicester Tigers, who themselves face a difficult clash when leaders and Heineken Cup finalist Saracens are the visitors to Welford Road, who have lost just twice domestically all season. At the bottom, Worcester Warriors host Gloucester and Newcastle Falcons host Exeter, and the remaining games see second place Northampton take on London Wasps at Franklin's Gardens and London Irish face Sale Sharks.
Well, that's it for this week from myself, Kevin Hatchard, and the rest of the team at the Ultimate Sports Podcast. It's goodbye for now.